The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host, guest, and its callers. It's time for The Growth Strategist. Here's your host, Aldana Ambler.
Welcome to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler. And each week we rotate through different growth strategies and we look at different geographies and industries. You know, so one week it's a retailer in Singapore talking about how they've grown through franchising. And the next week it's a manufacturer in Kansas City talking about growing through acquisitions. It's great fun. It's never boring. I'm loving this. I'm in the middle of my sixth year doing this. And the journeys are fascinating. And every once in a while what I'd like to do is mix it up and look at a generic kind of a topic instead of just a specific strategy like franchising or licensing, things like that. Something that we're all struggling with or that we all have to answer, especially in this kind of economy. Now, one of the things I've seen that's very difficult is differentiation. That word's thrown around so much it's lost its meaning. So think about it. That's what we need, especially during a recession where everybody's brains are fried and there's worry and there's less budget and there's changing rules and fewer staff. And so, you know, we're kind of dumbed down in some ways. You know, we're not stupid, but we really are preoccupied. And so to get somebody's attention and really stand out and have them think of you is harder. It's not your imagination. It is harder. So I would like you, if you have the time, I know it's hard to find time for reading, but take your Kindle to the beach because you need a break anyway. And I'd like you to read Blue Ocean Strategy. Chan Kim wrote the book. And the other one I want you to read is The Category of One by Joe Calloway. Both of them are easy reads, and the concepts are excellent. We all need it. Now think about it. If you were an accountant, just another CPA firm in the sea of CPA firms, why would a customer come to you at this point in time to get help from you? It's very, very difficult to stand out. If you are a grocery store, if you are another coach, I mean, there's so many companies where you're just in this sea of nothing. You know, it's hard to be distinctive. Now, one answer is like Seth Godin starts to talk about, be the purple cow, be so distinctive and so outrageous and so memorable that people will come to you. Well, most people are a little too scared of that. They don't quite feel as distinctive as all that, and they're too afraid of purple cow. And I'm being really, you know, honest about it. I have found that that's just a bit much for a lot of business people. Maybe one of the reasons they're staying small, but I'm just being honest with you, and you may be one of those folks and saying, you know what, you're not going to be doing something really dramatic. So how can you differentiate without scaring yourself? Well, the concept of the Blue Ocean Strategy, just in a nutshell, I love the idea. You borrow the best from one area of business that's related to what you do. So their example that's probably the most clear is, you know, the Cirque du Soleil people that have done so well. They borrow the best from things like circus. So they have the acrobats, and they have all the colors and the clowns. But they take away, they drop, they don't use some of the things that are too much or get in the way or add to the expense. So they don't have the peanuts up and down, the aisles and the candy corn. They don't have three rings. It's enough to have one. They don't have the animals as much. They don't have the nuances of going along the trains to go from city to city. They stay put. You know, they're going to go to Vegas, they're going to go to New York, and you come to them. So they've figured out how to be like a field and unlike a field to be distinctive. That's a beginning concept. And one of the reasons that they call it a blue ocean strategy is, you know, so many of us kind of swim in shark-infested waters and picture the bloody water. And what you're trying to do is not go where everybody is and just be slightly different, like, you know, change it enough that you are a combination of theater and circus, like a Cirque du Soleil. All right. So I have a few guests on the show today that are being as differentiated as they can be in areas where there's an awful lot of people. Now, I've got some suggestions to you on how to differentiate, what to do, because just being weird or having a public relations company come in and say, let's try this gimmick, isn't what we're talking about. One of the suggestions I would give you, and I've been in business 38 years and grown 8 of my own businesses internationally and won a bunch of entrepreneurial awards. You know, I've kind of been this journey myself, and, you know, my growth strategy company has helped over 800 clients get on and stay on the list like the Inc. 500. So we have a little experience with this. It's not just, you know, it's a casual opinion. It's important to start with observations about what your customers are valuing. At one time, you know, years ago, we were knocking ourselves out with our growth strategy reports and business plans and making them so thorough and fancy, trying to compete with, I guess, McKinsey or something. And I found that what happened is we kind of had to pay attention to our customers. The primary things they wanted it fast. They got our opinions, they got our suggestions, they got the strategies, they were excited about it from the sessions, and it was actually irritating them that they had to wait for this big elaborate report with all the detail. And that was thorough, and it was complete, and it was accurate, and all the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted, but our kind of clients, which are rapidly growing midsize, they didn't want that junk. By the time it would be done, they were ready for it to be revised. Do you see what I'm saying? So listen to what your clients are saying about what they really value. Keep that and throw away the equivalent of the elephant. You don't have to have the peanuts and the elephant if you're Cirque du Soleil. You don't have to have named performers from theater if you're Cirque du Soleil. Put the masks on your acrobats and you don't know their names. You see it? You can keep the parts that work and dump the parts that are cost-producing that really don't work for you. And our agonizing over these fancy-schmancy reports when our clients didn't even want them was an aha moment. Truly was. Do you have some other aha moments like that? Well, most of the time we don't. What people are doing is copying what the competitors are doing and trying to do it a little bit better. And there's a number of things that competitors do that your customers might not want. How do you find that out? There's one guy that was on the radio with us, four or five months ago, David Friedfeld. Neat guy. He's in the optical business, you know, the stores that sell glasses. Now, there's a field that's a commodity. There's so many folks out there advertising. You can get it at your grocery store, practically. And some of them are high-end designers and everything in between. So how do you differentiate? They do a full customer survey about what people like, don't like, et cetera. Wait to hear that. Thousands of people every 3 to 4 months. And because they get that feedback, and they have a response rate that is astronomical. It's not like they get a 1% or 2% response rate. They get a response rate that is really healthy. I don't want to misquote the number, but it's huge. And it guides them on the colors of the frames. It guides them on whether or not they're going to do square or round. It guides them on their hours of opening the store. It guides them on the number of store locations. It guides them on whether or not the clerk should be wearing pink or black. If you follow what I'm saying, if you ask your customers often enough about what they really care about and play to what they care about, it'll make a huge difference. And I'm going to give you another one. Let me give you an opposite one. And I'm so hesitant to say the name of the company because they're just so aggravating. I'm probably going to be ranting and raving instead of telling you advice. Let's try it this way. I bought a couple of cellular phones for my elderly parents. And it's the type that is specifically designed for the old people. Okay, so you probably know who I'm talking about. It has the big buttons on it. And the idea is that you'd have a real live person behind the scenes. You picture somebody who's 88 years old. They don't know how to program a cell phone. But they can dial one number and get some help from somebody who actually speaks their language and knows how to talk to old folks. That's great. So that the company programs in all the phone numbers, so my phone number's on my dad's cell phone and his stepdaughter's on his cell phone and, of course, his wife is. Isn't that exciting? That their phones can work and they can be linked when they go to the shopping center, and Dad's sitting on the bench waiting for his wife to come back from shopping. You know, you can picture it, right? They can actually connect by these fancy schmancy phones. Isn't that bright? They figured out that the big buttons and the help behind the scenes is what's absolutely needed to make it work. They figured out how to be distinctive, differentiate in a field of, you know, all these different cell phones. But they lost it because they didn't pay attention to one more thing. What did I say was the beginning of the story? I bought the cell phones for my elderly parents. That's who buys them. That's often who pays the bill. I'm paying your bill every month. That's so that they don't have to worry about calling each other. They don't have to worry about the service contract or any of that kind of stuff. It just kind of magically happens. I can't be alone. All right, so my credit card, I have it on an automatic bill pay. So every month, you know, I get the bill, but it's pulled out of my credit card right away. So it's on the, you know, the credit card report, too. It's easy schmeasy, right? It's great. Except there was some kind of problem with the credit card. I guess it was, I don't know if it expired or whatever it was. And instead of calling me and saying, or notifying me and saying that something was, you know, we needed to change it, they billed me a late fee for not paying on time. I have messed with this for 5 months, trying to get these people to, you know, have an automatic payment. Can you believe it? Here they have someone who's authorizing automatic payment. I want it to be as easy as they promised. So now, this is a long story. It's not just a complaint. I want you to hear why I brought it up. If you promise easy, then you need to be easy. If your differentiation is that this product is easy, it's got big buttons, it's easy for you to use, there's people who program it, then the billing and the behavior with the daughter shouldn't be, you know, so complicated and nasty that it kills the differentiation. I want you to pick, is your differentiation that you're fun? Is your differentiation that you're easy? Is your differentiation that you're fast? Are you like the Muhammad Ali of your industry? Is it that you're outrageous? Is it that you're like your customers? Or is it that you're unlike your customers? Take some of those simple language, some simple words about what totally differentiates you from, you know, your competition, and then drill deep. So, for example, if your differentiation is that you're fast and you're a, say, printer, what's the name of your company? I hope it's something like Sir Speedy or Quick Copy. And not some elaborate name, you know, names of people and such. Come on, drill deep and make it consistent. Okay, you're going to hear a couple of guests come on the program that are living that two things, the Blue Ocean Strategy and that category of one. How do you be so distinctive? You're the only one out there doing what you're doing. On that note, this is the Growth Strategist, Aldana Ampler. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDANA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Tune in to Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler. And we rotate through different growth strategies and geographies and industries in this show. And it's a peer-to-peer program. For those of you who are new, the guests, the host, and the listeners are all CEOs or presidents of mid-sized companies. And our definition of mid-size is between $20 and $200 million. And most of you guys have that billion-dollar goal in the back of your head. Some of you are saying it more openly than others, but that's who you are. So, and every once in a while, what I do, about once a quarter, I pick a topic that is really going to apply to all the industries, all the growth strategies and such, and I look for resource people who have been living that journey. So some of them are in that zone with us, the peer-to-peer, and they have the $20 million company, $50 million company now. And sometimes they don't now, but they did. So I'm looking for some resource people that truly understand, in this case, differentiation. That's what this is. This is a show that has multiple guests, and we're talking about how do you truly differentiate yourselves, particularly in a crowded market. So you've gotten far enough to be as big as you are, but if you cannot have it heard above the noise, as they say, and stand out particularly on the search engines and stand out, in people's minds, are they going to remember you? I think about the guys who are, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Okay, the truck's driving around collecting junk. Well, there's lots of trash guys picking things up. There's waste management companies, yada, yada, blah, blah. But these guys figured out how to be 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And that's who we're talking about, and that's the differentiation. Do they pick up junk any better than somebody else? I don't know. Do they, do they have nicer-looking guys? I don't know. Are they less expensive? I don't know. I don't care. They're in my head. I'm going to call them. I'll find out. Get the point? It's a marketing question. All right, so the first guest on this sequence is Phil Jones. Phil, you there?
I am here.
I'm glad to have you here. Where are you today?
Hey, I'm in L.A. in beautiful, sunny California.
So you travel so much, I always got to ask where you are, right?
I get around a fair bit, that's for sure.
I know. Well, you see, now, if you haven't heard of his name, at this point, your current identity is president and founder of the Presidential Inner Circle, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but see, you're one of these award-winning, entrepreneurs, and you've had multiple companies and such. Okay, go ahead, name drop a few of your previous businesses. What were they?
Oh, look, I'm a serial entrepreneur.
I know, so you brag a little.
Yeah, well, mortgage companies and graphics design companies and finance companies and property companies and education companies. And, I'm a serial entrepreneur, and, my job's been to take, six or seven brands from nowhere and put them in the number one market position. So I'm really excited about the discussion today.
What was the biggest company you ever put on the map?
I built a company from nothing to dominating the market and being in the number one position with 9 offices and 150 staff in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And that was in a real estate education market space.
Yeah. So what was the dollar amount? These guys listening to this want to know if you're a peer. Go ahead and tell them.
Oh, we were doing consistently sort of $25 million a year in turnover from zero. So that wasn't a bad effort for a startup.
Gotcha. All right. So anybody who's, you know, wondering, it, you know, that's the screen. I get complaints. If I don't even prove it, I promise peer-to-peer-to-peer they want to know. All right. So tell one of you guys, trust it. All right. So, you know, you sold some of your companies. You got a little itch for a new thing. And now what you're doing is the presidential inner circle. Now, you probably heard of this to my listeners. You probably heard of it because there's over 1,000 entrepreneurs that have joined this thing. And they're in it to hear people like Warren Buffett and Donald Trump and other luminaries kind of share their advice. So it's a good concept. But what I want to hear now from Phil, where did you get the concept? Talk to me about your innovation process, your differentiation process.
Well, it was unique, really, because for me as an entrepreneur in my growth cycle, you know, I started off learning from people that were a million miles away in their financial journey from me. And what I came to understand is after about 5 years, I woke up and realized I was playing on the same paddock as them and was on the same, you know, playing field. So what I decided to do is to try and find a way that I could get access to people at a much higher level and get the quantum leap up. Because as an entrepreneur, if you're not growing, you're dying. So I had this crazy idea to start a private club, charge a not insignificant membership fee, get a collection of quality people together, and leverage the funding or the membership fees from those people to buy access to exceptional individuals at the top of their game. And it's just worked unbelievably well.
In some ways, it's like the country club experience. You know, when you want to step up and you really need to learn to play golf and you have to have a prestigious club and it's worth the money, it's not just the greens that you're buying.
It's similar. I guess the big point of difference for us, you know, we're talking about differentiation today, is that when you join the country club, the management of the country club says, thanks for joining the club, have a nice life, and enjoy your day kicking around on the greens. We're much more interactive with our customers. We're much more focused on what's the outcome individually for each customer. And I think, you know, if you look at what's happened with technology over the last 10 years, there's a lot of depersonalization that's come into the business market with, you know, the internet and cell phones and text messaging. And really what we're doing is, as club leadership, we're interacting directly with customers and saying, what do we need to do to help you grow your business?
Your differentiation is you're still going to have a relationship. What a concept, huh?
Well, yeah. Isn't it unique? I mean,
yeah, how dare you,
about relationships?
That's what I get back from the show is some people are commenting about, you know, that I get to know the guests and the people who are listening get to know the guests. And what a concept. You're actually making friends by while you're learning about how you grow your companies.
I think it's about having a relationship which is not based on technology, because I think you lose a lot of personalization of understanding. And business is really about trust. It's about integrity. It's about credibility. And if you can spend FaceTime with people or you can spend telephone time with people and understand what they want, then you can work as an advocate on their behalf much, much more effectively.
So the second piece of this that I wanted to ask you about is, okay, now you got a concept that is different from what, a lot of what's going on in the internet. I get that. But the communication of it, when you've got a concept like it's relationship-based, it's going to be high-end only, this is a prestigious circle, you're not looking for millions of members initially, you want the right ones, all that kind of stuff. The problem with the internet right now is everybody's kind of talking like that and sounding like that, and we're getting buried with 400 emails a day, and we can't keep up with our LinkedIn messages anyway. Talk to me about how you're using Facebook, social media, to get through to some of these busy, preoccupied people to snag them as customers. What are you doing there?
I agree with you in terms of there's a lot of clutter on Facebook, but you've really got to cut through the clutter. You have to position yourself in a unique space. You have to position yourself as being credible. And the thing that I really love about Facebook is that in the past, when you looked at a brand, it was very difficult to see the personality of the brand. And what Facebook enables you to do is Facebook enables you to attach your personality to the brand so that people get to know a little bit about you as the founder of the business, what you're thinking, what your psyche is, what's important to you, what your values are. And in a lot of respects, when somebody is buying into an exclusive top-end club, those are the things that are critical in their decision-making process.
Because they want to know why you're. Yeah, they want to know why you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know, Facebook for us, we get 60% of our business off Facebook. It's the biggest sales tool by far. And I think a lot of CEOs, you know, it used to be cold calling over the phone, and you used to have to get through the three PAs to get to speak to the decision maker. Now on Facebook, you can go straight to the decision maker.
Well, if it's got the right kind of message, sometimes that doesn't happen at all.
No,
I know an
right.
awful lot of CEOs that don't go on Facebook. They're avoiding it still.
Yeah, and it really, we've got a viral marketing process where, people are actually joining us. We're not so much going out and seeking them. We're attracting people to us because of the quality of the information, the quality of what we stand for, and the quality of the events and the things that we do. So, and what we often find is people will sit on my Facebook for 6 weeks and just watch. And they'll just say, is this guy the real deal? Is he really getting access to these types of people? Is he really, delivering in the way that he says he is? And then after 6 weeks, once they've seen the validated evidence, then at that stage they make a decision and get involved.
We've seen that same thing with this radio program. We had a big bump after about 3 months. They had to listen to, are we really honestly going to be peer-to-peer-to-peer? No consultants, no academicians, nobody selling the book, not a speaker, what I'm saying? No more accountants and lawyers. They wanted to know for sure it's peer. And if I was absolutely religious to that and meant it, then they'd listen. Then they would want to be guests, and then they'd want to listen to it. Yeah. Tells you how many times people are ripped off.
Well, I think, there is a lot of distrust in the marketplace, and particularly after the recent economic downturn, there's been a lot of people who have lost money, and I think that's just made people more careful. But I think that that's positive, because if you can help them make good, informed choices with confidence, and you can get a collection of quality entrepreneurs together like we have, it provides a unique environment of value all on its own.
So now I'm going to loop back to that differentiation concept, because that's what the hook of this particular series of interviews is about. Okay, now that I can hear how you did it with this particular company, Presidential Inner Circle.
Yep.
Pick a couple of your other companies that you've dealt with or some of the people you're interviewing in the Presidential Inner Circle. What are you seeing as like a piece of advice for somebody who's trying to differentiate, be different, stand out?
Okay. Let me give you two examples, if that's okay. We've got one customer of ours who's a Presidential Inner Circle member, and we've got millionaires, billionaires, and royalty down to a guy that owns two jean stores in Orange County. Mm-hmm. And I had a conversation with him, and he said, "Phil, I don't have a lot of capital. The economy's really hurt me. How do I market and grow my business when effectively I've got no budget to do
right,
that?"
Right.
And so we sat down with him, and we customized a marketing strategy using Facebook. And basically, he started a Facebook fan page, and we said to him, what you want to do is that you want to, at that stage, he was selling jeans for $100 a pair. And we said, sell the jeans for $200 a pair, but give a $100 discount voucher. So when the customer sends in a photo of them wearing the jeans and posts it on your Facebook fan page, you will rebate them $100. So the cost of the jeans is still the same as what it normally was, but he's getting information coming in from the public where people are sharing, I'm wearing my jeans at this location, I'm wearing my jeans at that location.
Yeah, so now that differentiation was, again, the marketing hook around, having the pricing start, helping to pay for the co-marketing, the people endorsing the product, that kind of stuff. That's really
Sometimes when you have a product where you can't differentiate the product, you have to differentiate your marketing, and you have to go very niche market and very deep on the niche market.
Yeah.
And within a 12-week period of time, his entire business just transformed. And, he came and saw me and just said, this is just amazing what's happened. People are posting left, right, and center. And he was generating brand loyalty and a bit of a phenomenon in the marketplace, because what we got him to do is to target a specific age group.
Yeah.
And so the goal was to own that age group or at least create a significant shift towards his brand in that age group.
Well, Phil, you've been a marvelous guest. I love the example. Your way of thinking is not just to tweak the product. You go right to how do you get into the minds of the people to see you as differentiated. Well, this is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. We're going to go to another guest to talk about differentiation. We will be right back.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the growth strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Do you know that over 70% of Americans with severe disabilities are unemployed? Are you one of the 2.5 million Americans with epilepsy? If you are, or know someone struggling with these issues, tune in to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. On the show, Joyce will discuss these issues as well as others. She will have on nationally known guests that will offer helpful insight on disability matters and let you, the listener, call in with your questions and concerns. So if you struggle with a disability or know someone who does, listen to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender, heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, here on VoiceAmerica.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about differentiation. It's part of a series that we're doing, and I've been mentioning a couple of books. I want you to read The Blue Ocean Strategy, and I want you to read The Category of One, and in the previous segment I was giving you a little more detail about that, so I don't want to repeat it. But this segment, I've asked somebody that I've met in Philadelphia area who I think kind of walks the talk of both the Blue Ocean Strategy of kind of not going where there's shark-infested waters and looking for, you know, a completely different definition, the best of a couple of areas, and that Category of One being having enough nerve to create a new image, create a new approach to business, and not just trying to do the same thing everybody else is doing a little bit better. Karen, are you there?
I am here, Aldana.
Wonderful. Well, Karen Kaufman's on the line to tell you a little bit about her, and then what I'd like you to hear is her journey. I'm going to say a couple of words about her that sound familiar, which makes it seem like she's doing the same as other people, but she just isn't. This is an executive coach. Now, you got to think about the word differentiation when you hear that. Everybody thinks that they can be a coach. But she works with the professionals in healthcare, professional services, financial services, technology, pharmaceutical, and there's a different approach to it. So I want you to start with that, Karen. We'll start with where you currently are, and then we'll go back and say, okay, how'd you get there? Tell us the difference between what your coaching is versus all these other people that say they can do it.
Okay. The Kaufman Partnership niche is in the area of impression and relationship management and how that enhances performance and leadership in organizations.
See, folks, that's what I mean. It's not same wording. So now let's go back. You started as a professional image coach. I mean, literally, like, how did people dress or not?
Yes. In the late 70s, women were starting to go into the workforce in groves. And they were looking for how to be professional without being men.
Yeah.
We only had one model of success, and that was the male model. So So we saw an opportunity to assist women in presenting themselves as professionals in their roles and not necessarily like men.
Well, a lot of us were wearing those power suits, with, you know, the gray suits and those little skinny little ties that, you know, that women were wearing.
Exactly. So we looked at, and I personally always wanted to be a professional woman myself. So I think it, when companies look at growth, they have to look at also what their passion is. Because we've spent 30 years in this field, and I wouldn't be in it for 30 years if I was bored.
Well, you've taken an evolution, which is why I got you on the radio.
Okay.
To me, you know, the fact that you're continuing learning and that you go back to school, I mean, some a lot of the people who are into, say, you know, just physical impression would stay stuck there, but you didn't do that. I mean, your bachelor's degree is in business administration from Penn, and then you went back for your master's of science in organizational dynamics.
And we put together our expertise in image with organizational dynamics and came up with impression management.
See, now, how'd you know to do that? A lot of people would stay stuck.
Well, I have a very smart partner as well, Don Kaufman. And we are a husband and wife team.
Yep.
And together, and this is also part of how we've been able to differentiate ourselves, especially in the space of relationship management, is because we have been able to work together and be married for many years, and we have each brought our interests, our expertise, and we have created a business where there's enough room and growth for us personally, professionally, and as a business model.
That is one of the differentiators, is that you're walking the talk. How many people have talked about psychology or getting along or relationships, and they're divorced three times and argue with their kids?
Yes, yes. And what makes it so, in relationship management, so important, and this is the part of our business that's also growing, because first we were working in the area of impression management, but once you get beyond the impression, and the impression stage can take anywhere from 1 month to 3 months, and sometimes longer, sometimes not as long. It's all about the relationships. And given that most businesses today are service businesses, what is going to differentiate themselves and build their reputation and build their brand, if you will, is the quality of the relationships, because based on the quality of the relationships, for example, in healthcare and in hospitals, that's going to directly impact the quality of patient care.
So now, what I'm interested in is the evolution of your business.
Okay.
So did you get cues from your clients that physical appearance wasn't enough and they were struggling with something else?
Well, once you get the appearance, the dress, and grooming handled, people then open their mouth. So it's their speech, it's their diction, it's the overall communication. Then it's the business etiquette, it's the protocol. It's, do you know what to do when you go to a business function? Do you know what to do when you sit down at a table for 10 and the table is crowded with silverware and you could be eating someone else's roll or drinking someone else's water, which makes people uncomfortable? So our goal has always been to make people feel and be at ease in business and in business social situations.
Now, you've had to expand the business because I'm trying to remember back in the 80s, an awful lot of times someone would go to one person for etiquette, and then they'd go to somebody else for how they would look physically, you know, the makeover and the color analysis.
Yes.
And somebody else for how their voice sounded. How did you integrate that so customers would accept it?
Well, number one, we were able to identify what those areas are. And we've created a system. We call it the Kaufman Impression Management System, which identifies these areas, it defines these areas, and then it helps to educate people in these areas. With regard to our own business model, we are a virtual organization. So we have identified the best people, or the people that we consider to be the best, in many of these related fields or specialists, as you will, mm-hmm. so that we can bring in, so if a senior executive that's had a 30-year career needs their resume looked at, we will bring someone in that specifically works in that area.
That's a neat idea. And some of them are having problems with the sound bites on their media interviews. They step on their tongue and they say too much.
Yes.
And you need somebody who's really good with the media and
mm-hmm.
the video, the visual.
So we, the Kauffman Partnership, are a trusted provider to help professionals and executives with many of these areas that they need as part of their roles today.
Right now, one of the things that's happened to you is that public relations agencies step up and say they can do all of this. So how have you carved out your niche to not sound like you're doing what they're doing and vice versa?
Well, we've built a network of people in public relations, in human resources, in career coaching, and they view us as specialists in this area, and they refer to us.
That's a good turnaround, because I've seen some people, they don't get that. And if they tried to go too far with what they were doing beyond, say, event management and press releases and such, they would lose the client because they wouldn't know what they were doing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a secure business, and we work with other secure professionals
mm-hmm.
that are really about having a fine reputation, and they are allies of ours. And our clients, we've had some of the same clients 20, 25 years. And when they move to other companies, they oftentimes bring the Kauffman Partnership with them.
See, now that's why I want the listeners to catch this, because this is really what the Blue Ocean idea is about. It's a little bit like PR. It's a little bit like the voice specialists and the etiquette trainers. It's a little bit like the people who are dealing with physical presence and dress. It's a little of several things, and when you combine them to say, you know, just the whole package of how the CEO, the president, for example, of a company comes across, that creates a niche, an area of water, so to speak, that's not so competitive trying to be exactly like somebody else. So it's interesting you drew from several specialties to make it a unified package.
Hmm.
How long did it take you to create the system?
Well, we've had different incarnations of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, the system, and this was back in the early 80s, had only 10 factors. Our profile today has 24. So as we've evolved, we've been able to offer more.
Now, if I interviewed you 2 years from now, how many factors do you think would probably be in the system?
Well, I think the system has been, the 24 factors have been consistent for the last 8 years.
Wow.
This system works. It's been used with thousands and thousands of people.
Uh-huh.
The piece that we've been now applying this to is relationship management and how that enhances performance and leadership in different types of organizations. See, that's the piece that no one has.
Right.
Everyone knows that relationships are important, but they don't really know what is the stage or the stages before the relationship to how you get to developing the kinds of relationships that are productive and satisfying and collaborative that organizations need today.
Right now, when we come back, we're going to take a break. I'm going to be asking Karen about how she's getting into this area and expanding it without losing that category of one clear niche blue ocean that she's had for a while. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. We'll be right back with Karen Kauffman.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now. Toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the growth strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler, and this is one of the pieces of our series on differentiation. And it's hard to do. People throw that word around, and I want you to really think about your business because it stands out amongst the many. There's folks that, for example, they have an accounting firm. You know, how are you going to differentiate yourself as one more CPA? Or if you're in the field of public relations, ironically, they talk about differentiation all the time for their customers, and they all blur how do you know one from another. So I have somebody on the phone here, Karen Kaufman, who I think is a really good example of two things, that blue ocean strategy and that category of one. And what I find fascinating is they're expanding their business, which is on that impression management, into the relationship side. So it isn't just how you individually come across as a CEO, how you look and how your resume reads and how you seem when you're giving a speech. They're expanding it into, you know, the interactions between various people. Now, the risk is it could dilute what they've had or could empower it. That's a fine line to walk. And so I want to hear how the company is handling that so that you are, those of you who are listening, who are trying that type of expansion of service, what do you listen for? So, Karen, tell me a little bit about how are you going about adding that organizational dynamic piece?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, our master's is in organizational dynamics. And there is a real need in various organizations today for different reasons, whether it's new regulations that are coming down the pike and competition is increasing, whether it's the health care bill and hospitals, physicians need to, and insurance companies, everyone, pharmaceuticals, everyone needs to adapt in some way. So how they work together and how they build lines of service within their organizations are critical.
Oh, the recession is making things more stressful because they're understaffed and people are so unsure about jobs. I mean, the amount of change in technology, there's so many things adding to the stress levels between people.
So when a company has longevity, like the Kaufman Partnership does, depending on when people met us along the cycle, mm-hmm. they might say, oh, they do this, or she does this, or he does that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. We keep growing, evolving as professionals, and are able to offer more. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we've lost any of what we've had. It is that it's in addition. There's more that we can offer them So we are able to grow and have been able to grow along with our companies.
Now, are you finding the entree point for where people start with you is the same as it's been, where you look at 24-point system and make sure that their physical presence is right and their voice makes sense and their speeches are good and their resume is right before you get into the interactions, or do you start with the interactions and move to the other stuff later?
Well, we always start with what their overall objectives are.
Mm-hmm.
Because that needs to be clear, because that's the why they are going to be motivated enough
mm-hmm.
to adapt the perceptions that others have of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to alter their impression for impression's sake.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to build business with other lines of service, in the hospital, for example, or the accounting firm, or the financial institution, there has to be a why. People have to understand how they are currently coming across to others. So we identify their impression assets. Excuse me. We identify their impression needs. At the same time, we analyze key relationships as to whether they're casual, close, committed. And then there's many stages within that. So we have to analyze where they are before we can help them move to where they intend to go.
I've seen some other kinds of coaching where a person, the customer is aware of something urgent, and maybe they're just trying to get through a report or they're trying to solve a short-term problem, and that's all they want to talk about. And the causal issues behind it of their poor time management or their health or they don't know how to handle stress, whatever it was that was really getting them into trouble. It's a chronic repeating kind of a problem. They're not aware of it. They're not thinking about it. They just want to get a short-term problem solved. That would be a risk that any coach has.
Well, the way I look at it, Aldana, is you have to work with what is the urgent need at their time. At a particular time. So if they have an important meeting at the end of the week or presentation, you have to coach them on doing that as effectively as possible. When you have subsequent weeks with them, and that's why coaching is really over time, consulting is more short term, you can work on some of the underpinnings, but initially you have to help them with the behaviors that they need to connect with their audience, for example, and to be effective.
That's funny. I've heard people on the shows use the absolute opposite description of consulting and coaching, one short-term and the other long-term, and reverse what you've said. That's intriguing.
Well,
coaching
I see as a developmental process.
Mm-hmm.
Consulting sometimes is something very specific that you want to work on, and it's usually shorter term, shorter intervention. Coaching is a developmental process.
Now, I want to try to translate this for some of the people who are listening to this, and they have very different services. One gentleman that we had as a guest fairly recently, they have a one-stop shop for pharmaceutical companies in the marketing area and the project management area. And so one minute they're working on the rollout of educational materials as they're introducing new products to, say, hospitals and doctors. Another time, they are working on the actual distribution and the packaging. They're really quite broad in what they do. And the challenge they have is if a client has come to them and only knows their merchandising, they get in their head, that's all they can do. And
yeah.
So there's this transition of, they have a decision. Are they going to describe the broad capabilities they have right from the beginning? Is the positioning that we're a one-stop shop, we'll start with whichever part of the continuum you're on? Or do they do a project and then figure out a way to go back in and say, oh, by the way, here's all the other things we do? Or do they introduce some of the assets of attributes of the other services during the first project? That's a decision a lot of people have when they have complementary projects and the customer is really focused on short-term. That's the concept I'm looking
mm-hmm.
at. You know, if you have something complementary, you know it's exciting, but it's a little tricky sales-wise sometimes.
Yes, because if they have an urgent need and they
mm-hmm.
perceive you as a trusted provider and
mm-hmm.
one with a proven product, they are going to want to satisfy that.
Right, and there's this nervousness that if you're talking about other services before you finish the thing that's really on their mind, it feels like, no, wait a minute, all you're doing is trying to sell.
Yes. Well, and I would agree with that. I think you have to meet the need that the client has. And once you do that, they're going to be more open to hearing what else you have.
And I've noticed your marketing, I think, is one of the answers to this, is that, you know, this 24-part system is described in the marketing, and somebody who checks you out on a website is going to see that that's your mindset. And it would probably be the kind of questions you would be saying. And the point is, you're applying attributes and skills, improvements that somebody's made in those areas to their relationships.
Yes, exactly.
And I've just seen some other people who are broadening their services and products not doing that. There isn't enough linkage that make it look connected.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like, okay, well, now, what's the next latest, greatest thing you want to try to sell me? And there's actually a resistance on the customer's part to the product expansion.
Yes. I would agree.
Have you ever run into that? Have you ever had somebody, you know, wonder, wait a minute, are you talking about clothing? Is it etiquette? Is it media presence? Is it speech? Is it my resume? Or is it now my relationships? What is it that you are?
That's why we have to give examples and scenarios of different situations. But most of our business is by referral and repeat business. And so that's been very, very helpful.
Yep.
And if it's something that we cannot handle but can refer one of our other colleagues, we're happy to do that as well.
Well, that's one of the reasons that having the backup that you do and being virtual is a help, because that trusted advisor and you are keeping track of the presentation of your customers and making sure they come out looking good. That's almost like you have a stewardship role with your customers, if I understand it right.
We do, which is why we're part of a number of leadership academies in organizations, because they need to differentiate themselves and have a pipeline, a bench, so that as many of their senior leadership becomes retirement eligible, they have a strong enough bench of leaders to fulfill these roles.
It's interesting. A lot of the club customers for the Growth Strategy Consultants, one of my companies, have seen us in that steward role and in, you know, they're a trusted business advisor. And we're trying to make sure that the executives look good, make good decisions, you know, the business succeeds. Even if they've got some things that aren't quite right, it's gonna work, because we're a safety net to make sure it does. And when they need other things like the PR agencies and they need what you do, for example, it is really important to have you there, but that steward role over the account doesn't go away.
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying. I want to make sure that the people who are listening to this have contact information for you before too much time goes past you. So if they're interested in what you do, or they have a customer or themselves that need this type of help with their impression, how can they reach you, Karen?
They can reach us. Our website is www.kpartners.com. Our number in Philadelphia is 215-592-9709.
I appreciate you doing that. I think you'll get some contact from this. There's an awful lot of people getting business and getting some support that they need to succeed. I like that side effect of the business. Is there anything that you're looking for at this point in time? Are you looking for employees or resources or ideas?
Well, one of the things that we are looking at in terms of our growth is to be able to leverage our system so that it gets known as the gold standard in the industry. And we are planning with the right organization to do a train-the-trainer program where we can train and license their people to deliver our program. And we've also web-enabled the Kaufman Impression Management System, and we would also be able to have the people that we trained in an organization to have web access to the system to help people develop.
Very exciting. So you're looking for qualified licensees, but knowing you, you'll be very selective.
Very selective.
You have to be.
It's our reputation.
And you know, you've developed this over 30 years, and you'd have to protect everything. So
yes.
Understand that. Well, that's good. So anybody listening to this that knows of a qualified coach that would be interested in really doing something with a high polish and high reputation, they now have a resource.
Or a company,
mm-hmm.
A large management consulting company that
yes.
wants to add
yep.
impression management to their cadre of programs already.
Yep. Yeah, instead of starting from scratch,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Well, the contact information for me, if you know my name, it's easy to get me. It's aldonna@ambler.com, A-L-D-O-N-N-A. @AMBLER.com. And the toll-free number in the United States is 1-888-ALDONNA. At the end of the show, I always, you know, go back to the tagline of what we're trying to do with this, and that my wish for you is accelerated growth with sustained profitability. And remember, the secret is to reverse the phrase. First, you need to know what drives your profitability. And in Karen's case, I think it is that stewardship mentality. The content flows from that, really having a you're-in-good-hands mentality of the customers. And what sustains it is investment in continuing education and a system. That's what's that's making it stick. And then the growth strategy of something like licensing can only be talked about when you know those first two things. And because they're stable like that, then they can step on the gas and accelerate. That's what we're learning here. Thank you very much, and this is the Growth Strategist signing out.
Thank you.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on and tuning into the Growth Strategist. Join us each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for another exciting episode of the Growth Strategist, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.